So I've been reading up a little bit about Willa Cather, just her life story. I wanted to ask why her in particular, what makes her special? I guess you have a little bit of that Western Prairie experience you can kind of relate to. What are things just in general that you really like about Willa Cather?
For me, there are two really big things. One is her insights about human nature. She captures good and evil and the mysteries of life and the interactions between people. And I think she really gets human beings and human nature. And that's always a great story. And there are an infinite number of them. So there's always great variety there. The other thing she does really well is the power of her descriptions.
And the thing I like about her, too, is that she does a beautiful job of describing people who are not normal characters in literature. They're ordinary people who are a part of everyday life, and they don't have to be extraordinary people.
What kind of character was Willa in life? What kind of character was she? Was she an ordinary person or a little different?
Well, her background is that she was born in Virginia and went to Nebraska when she was 10 years old, working on a homestead. Her parents moved to a homestead in Nebraska. So she has pretty humble beginnings, but she rises up to a position in which she's living in a Park Avenue apartment and she wins a Pulitzer Prize. So it's in many ways the kind of literary success story that isn't so interesting.
Are there questions you wish you could ask her?
Well, there's a final novel that was destroyed that was never completed. And what I really want to know is, why did you destroy it? And where's the extra copy of it so that we can talk about it? It's a wonderful story from the fragments that we have of it. So I suppose that would be my guess.
And that was going to be my first response to my questions that I want to ask her would be about her books and her characters. They would not particularly be about her life.
Could you guys describe the event that's going to be on December 7th and what's going on there?
Sure. December 7th is the anniversary of her birth. It would be the 139th anniversary of her birth. And the Willa Cather Foundation, which is headquartered in her hometown in Nebraska, is hosting birthday parties all over the country. And we thought it would be fun to do one here in Logan. I'll just encourage people to come down to St. John's Episcopal Church and start their gallery walk there. We'll begin at 5:30, and the gallery walk starts at 6, so people can start here. But we'll be going all evening with readings and with some wonderful music related to Cather's works, a little food, gift items, and really encourage people to come down and check it out for themselves.
It's on the eve of a year that's going to be a fairly landmark year in Cather studies. Next year, next April, I think it is, the letters are coming out, and the letters have never been published. So it's kind of a landmark year in Cather studies next year.
What kind of things do you hope come out of those letters?
I would like to see, I know that what we will see is a much more personal and personable Willa Cather, a person who is interested in ordinary things, who has a sense of humor, who has really profound relationships with other people that she continues to maintain contact with.
Do you not get that sense just from what you know now?
No, but I think that the letters will enhance that. The letters will bring a richness to that that we haven't really seen before.
I'm hoping that we see that Cather was, in fact, very genuine and very real. We read her highly crafted prose, and we see all of the wonderful things about her in her prose. But there's always a sense of, yeah, but she had time to think about that, and she crafted it, and she revised it, and is that how she really felt? And the most real things come through in her letters. They aren't as artsy. They aren't as polished. And the sentence structure and the vocabulary are not as polished, but the feeling behind them is still real. And I think that is a wonderful thing to discover about someone famous, someone whose art you've admired, to know that they were really a genuine person and it's not fake. It's real.
I've been talking to USU professors Evelyn Funda and Stephen Shively. They'll be celebrating their love for Willa Cather at St. John's Church, 6 p.m. on Friday night in Logan. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ryan Cunningham.